तपाईं SBS रेडियो नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ।
र श्रोताबिन्द, अस्ट्रेलियाले अन्तर्राष्ट्रिय विद्यार्थीहरूलाई देशमा भित्राउनका लागि सिङ्गापुरसँग पनि न्युजिल्यान्डसँगको जस्तै ट्राभल बबल भनिएको यात्रा योजना तयार पार्ने भएको छ। अस्ट्रेलियाका प्रधानमन्त्री स्कट मोरिसन र सिङ्गापुरका प्रधानमन्त्री बीच भएको प्रत्यक्ष वार्ताका क्रममा अनिवार्य क्वारेन्टिन बिना दुई देशबीचको आवत जावत सुरु गर्ने बारे चर्चा भएको हो। यस विषयमा सहकर्मी दिनिता रिसालद्वारा तयार पारिएको आजको यो दोस्रो रिपोर्ट सुनिहालौँ।
अस्ट्रेलियालीहरू क्वारेन्टिन बिना यात्रा गर्न पाउने दोस्रो देश सिङ्गापुर हुने भएको छ। शुक्रबार अस्ट्रेलियाली प्रधानमन्त्री स्कट मोरिसन र सिङ्गापुरका प्रधानमन्त्री ली सेन लोङ बीच भएको वार्तामा दुई देशबीचको यात्रा योजनालाई प्राथमिकता दिइएको थियो। सिङ्गापुरसँग पनि न्युजिल्यान्डसँग रहेको जस्तै ट्राभल बबल बनाउने योजना रहेको छ, तर यो सुरु हुने ठोस मिति भने तोकिएको छैन।
We will now work together to put the infrastructure in place, to put the systems in place to enable us to open up in a similar way that we've been able to open up to New Zealand from Australia, when we're both in a position to do so. There is still some time before we reach that milestone, but there is nothing impeding us, as we've discussed today, from getting on with the job of putting systems in place that will enable such a bubble to emerge between Singapore and Australia as it does now occur between Australia and New Zealand.
यस यात्रा सुविधाका लागि दुवै देशका मानिसहरूले खोप लगाएको प्रमाण डिजिटल रूपमा देखाउनुपर्ने हुन्छ। सिङ्गापुरका प्रधानमन्त्रीले भने कि भाइरसको संक्रमण दर र दुवै देशमा खोप लगाएका मानिसहरूको संख्याले यात्रा योजनामा मुख्य भूमिका खेल्नेछन्।
Well, our officials are discussing the air travel bubble, and they're also starting to discuss the mutual recognition of health and vaccination certificates. And we will have to resume this in a safe and calibrated manner when both sides are ready. Certainly, vaccination rates and transmission rates will be part of the consideration. I would say that we are in Singapore, we are making good progress with our vaccination program. In Australia, they're also steadily vaccinating the population. And I think once the majority of the population is vaccinated, it becomes much easier for us to contemplate these openings up.
यता अस्ट्रेलियाको संघीय विपक्षी दलका नेता जेसन क्लेयर भन्छन्, थप यात्रा योजनाहरू अघि सार्नु अघि अस्ट्रेलियामा खोप लगाएका मानिसहरूको संख्यामा उल्लेखनीय वृद्धि देखिनुपर्छ।
I saw mention of a potential travel bubble with Singapore overnight. If that happens, that's a good thing. We'd like to see that happen, but there's no timetable set for when it might happen. I think the Singapore Prime Minister made the point that it can only happen once the majority of people are vaccinated, and we're a long way from that at the moment. I think only 2-3% of Australians have now been fully vaccinated, so we're a long way from more than 50% of Aussies being vaccinated. To be honest, this vaccination rollout has been bungled pretty badly. It's not a rollout, it's a strollout. We need to speed it up.
शुक्रबार अस्ट्रेलिया र सिङ्गापुरका प्रधानमन्त्रीहरूबीच भएको वार्तामा सिङ्गापुरको क्षेत्रमा चीनको बढ्दो शक्तिको बारेमा पनि चर्चा भएको थियो। स्वतन्त्रताको आधारमा विश्व प्रणाली चल्नुपर्ने भनी स्कट मोरिसनले गत हप्ता जोड दिएपछि यो कुरा अघि आएको हो। अस्ट्रेलियाले शक्तिशाली मानिने चीनसँग मिलेर काम गर्नु आवश्यक रहेको सिङ्गापुरका प्रधानमन्त्रीले बताए।
And work with others who are not completely like-minded, but with whom you have many issues where your interests do align and where your mutual cooperation is necessary. There will be rough spots and not few, and you have to deal with them, but deal with them as issues in a partnership which you want to keep going, and not issues which add up to an adversary
लेबरका नेता जेसन क्लेयरले पनि अस्ट्रेलियाले चीनसँग मिलेर अघि बढ्नुपर्ने बताए।
China's changing, China's becoming more assertive, it's becoming more difficult to work with, but the fact is we need to work with China. China is our biggest trading partner. One in three dollars that we make from trade, we make from China. So the idea that you can just turn your back on that is short-sighted and naive. We do need to be able to diversify our trade. We need to be doing everything we can to make sure that Australian businesses can sell their products and services not just to China, but to Indonesia, to India, and other countries around the world. That's just smart. But instead of talking about war, we should be talking about jobs.
यस्तै संयुक्त राज्य अमेरिकाको अध्ययन केन्द्रका एस्ली टाउनसेन्डको पनि यस्तै भनाइ थियो. सिङ्गापुरका प्रधानमन्त्रीसँग समर्थन जनाउँदै उनले भने कि अस्ट्रेलियाले चीन लगायत हिन्द पेसिफिक क्षेत्रका अन्य राष्ट्रहरूसँग मेलमिलापका लागि साझा रणनीतिको विकास गर्नुपर्दछ.
I think Prime Minister Lee is absolutely right that Australia, like all countries in the region, needs to manage its relationship with China and find ways to reach a settling point through which strategic competition between China and many others in the Indo-Pacific can be managed in a more or less stable way. This has really been Australia's position for a long time, although we have seen hints in the last few days that, in fact, Prime Minister Morrison is looking to chart a somewhat different and less pragmatic agenda when it comes to talking about the role of values in the Indo-Pacific, and that could make reaching that settling point a little bit harder.
सिङ्गापुरको औपचारिक भेटवार्तापछि प्रधानमन्त्री स्कट मोरिसन G7 सम्मेलनका लागि बेलायतको कर्नवालतर्फ लागेका हुन्.
SBS नेपाली रेडियो अनलाइन र मोबाइलमा